Blog Talk Radio.
Pastor Sabrina, Brother Bill is here, Brother Marshall, and all of you, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is in our midst because the Bible says so. We're so happy that each of you can join us. And a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian Protestant Internet church, and we meet on the Internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America and wherever you are in the world. Amen. We also meet on Sundays as Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday. And we meet at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States and wherever you are. Amen? So we invite you to join us, if you will, and partake of the Lord's table and the blessings that he has to bestow on each of us. We want to thank him for his guidance and for his wisdom and for his teachings that he's giving us. He's training us for reigning. He's training us to go to the next level. He's training us to become the warriors of God that he's called us to be. And so we're yielding to him. We're turning from our wicked ways. We're seeking his face. We're strengthening our relationship with the Lord through obedience, through fellowship, through worship. Amen? Amen. I just think that the whole world should take advantage of this privilege. The entire world should take advantage of this privilege. It's a privilege to serve and worship the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a privilege. It's more than an opportunity. It's a privilege. And since he died on the cross for everyone, he has afforded each of us an opportunity to partake of this blessing. Amen? To partake of this blessing. So, I just want to thank the Lord for what he's doing in our midst. I want to thank the Lord for how he's transforming us. I want to thank the Lord for his patience and long-suffering with us. Yes, he's patient, merciful, all of us. And I want us to be grateful. I'd like to see a little bit more gratitude from some of us. It's not that it's not in your heart somewhere. It's just sometimes you don't express it quite as much as you should. Amen? So we can all go to the next level in gratitude and thanksgiving to the Lord. Amen? Amen. So he's God and he's good to us all the time. Even when we're in a fiery trial, he's good to us, you see. So we should thank him for his goodness toward us. We should be grateful. It should humble us that the Lord is being so merciful and so long-suffering and so gentle with us. You see, some of us are very stubborn and stiff-necked, and willful, and rebellious, and disobedient. Yet the Lord has not withdrawn his hand of mercy from us. So we should always be grateful, no matter what comes, because sometimes we've opened the door for this circumstance that we're not liking. Amen? We've opened the door for this circumstance that we're not liking sometimes. Sometimes it's actually our own fault. So whether it's actually fully our fault or we were a contributor or however it happened, we need to be grateful to the Lord. Amen? Because he takes care of us. He looks out for us. He watches over us. And he protects us no matter what mess we get ourselves into. And you know, from time to time, saints, we get ourselves into little messes. Yes, we do. It's part of sheep behavior. Sheep have a tendency to wander off and to do things that the shepherd didn't tell them to do. And they get themselves in trouble sometimes when they do that. But our God is good. He's a good shepherd. He comes along, and if he has to leave the group and go searching for that one sheep that got himself in serious trouble, he will do it. He will do it because he loves us. He loves us. The Father himself loves us. And you know, saints, every now and then, we can work ourselves into certain predicaments that we didn't think was, well, I thought such and such and such. Well, it didn't work out that way. And God comes along, and in his gracious mercy, he comes and helps us out of the thicket that we have climbed into ourselves. Amen? So we should always be thankful to the Lord. Always. He loves us. He provides for us. He cares for us. And he comes to get us out of our messes. Amen? So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you for everyone that has come up tonight to hear your word, to receive your word, that they might hearken, listen with the intent to obey you, Lord. We want to thank you for that. We want to thank you for your goodness and mercy to us. Amen. And we give you praise, Lord. Now, for those of you who are on a computer or some such device, you may find our chat room, which we invite you to join us in, at www.miracleinternetchurch.com, miracleinternetchurch.com. And across the banner, it says MIC Radio Chat. Click that link. When the page comes up, click Guest, sign in with your name or handle, and be very nice, go into the chat room, and say hi to everyone. And everyone will say hi to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you were walking into a church meeting in a building, it would be rude for you to come in and not at least nod and smile to the other people in the room, some acknowledgement that there are live human beings there. Well, in our chat room, there are live human beings that are a part of the body of Christ. They belong to Jesus. So when you come in, speak just like you do when you come into a building. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, if you're on a cellular device, a cell phone of some sort or an iPhone, you can do the same. You go to your browser and pull up miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up, there are three white lines against a black background. Click the three white lines, not the picture. The three white lines are the link, not the picture. Amen? You can sit there all day banging on that picture, and you're not going to get a thing. It's the three white lines. And when you do, it opens up all the other links to you. And then you can sign in just like everyone else. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So we want to thank the Lord for what he's doing among us. And we want to welcome all the new people that have joined us recently. You're welcome in the name of the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift our face before you. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that washes our sins away. Amen. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the sea of forgetfulness, too, because that's where you land all of our trespasses and iniquities and sins, and you remember them no more. We want to thank you for the word of God. We want to thank you for the armor of God. We want to thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We want to thank you for listening to our voice, for hearing our prayer requests, and for answering every one. We want to thank you that when we gather together in your name, that you're in our midst to participate with us, to speak to us, to touch our hearts, to help us to understand, to help us to receive your word, Lord, to heal us, to deliver us, to set us free. We thank you for your gracious mercy. And Father, we ask for your forgiveness when we waver in faith, when we don't trust you the way we should. What happens when we waver? Well, Lord, we fall backward, and we can even become broken and snared and taken. Why? Because we didn't trust you and believe you. We didn't operate in the scriptures. You say to us, Lord Jesus, in the Gospels, that no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. You even showed us how some of the disciples treated you when you were here on earth. You said many of them went back and walked with you no more. Lord, we don't want to be like that. We don't want to forsake you. We want to forsake sin. So you tell us that since Jesus Christ is actually the Son of God and he's gone back to heaven as our great high priest, that we need to hold on to our confession of faith, our profession of this faith, that we believe in Jesus Christ. He's our God. He's the Son of the living God. He's received us. He is our Lord and Savior. We need to stick with it. That's what you're telling us. You say to us, Lord, that the just shall live by faith. But if any man draws back, your soul will have no pleasure in us. Lord, we don't want that to happen. So, you tell us not to refuse you when you speak, because there were those who didn't escape because they refused to listen to the one that was on earth speaking. How are we going to escape if we ignore the one who speaks from heaven? Well, Lord, we know that you have the words of eternal life. And we thank you for those words. We cling to those words. We embrace those words. They become the words of life to us. We want to thank you, Lord, for blessing us with your living word. For blessing us with your living word. Lord, what do we have to go back to? Nothing but sin and corruption. Help us, Lord, to remember what it was like when we first received you. Help us to remember the condition that we were in. Help us to remember how far you have brought us. How very, very, very far you have brought us. You know, Lord, for some, you may have to cause them to run into someone who is like who they were when you saved them. Some people have forgotten who they really were. There was an old song, Lord, that says, take me back to the place where I was when I received you. Take me back to the place where I first believed. Well, Lord, some need to be taken back in their memories to where they were when they first received you, in the hope that they will take hold of the preciousness of the gift of salvation. It is truly the gift of God. It's not of our works, of things we've done. No, Lord, it's the gift of God. And we are humbled by the graciousness of your gift. We love you, Father. We acknowledge that you are our shepherd and that we shall not want. We cast all of our cares upon you because we know that you care for us. We thank you that you're the God who heals all our diseases, and by your stripes we are healed. We thank you for the joy that is ours, because your joy, Lord, is our strength. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and we cancel every demonic assignment and satanic agenda against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and his kingdom and his power in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep, in Jesus' name. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, listeners, watchers, peeps, whisperers, all familiar demons, all electronic and digital demons, all technology demons and their attacks, Leviathan spirits and their attacks, Kundalini spirits, even their psychic ability and their attacks, all water and marine spirits and their attacks, all sex devils and their attacks, unclean spirits and their attacks, all passive devils and their attacks, pain afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence spirits, all sorcery devils and their attacks, all seducing, womanizing, drone, and whoredom spirits and their attacks, the Havana syndrome, all brain changes, pain-afflicting spirits, injuries, and all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons. We bind you in Jesus' name. All targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, all EMF attacks, all debilitating sonic frequencies in the work of every druid. We bind electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particles, techno-paganism, and the mind control of the occult, especially in using electronic devices and technology. We bind the progression of artificial intelligence in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We bind 5G and all its components. We bind all the voices of the stranger and all their attacks, and the voices of every charmer. We bind the voice of the charmers in the name of Jesus. We bind all hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks, all mystic rituals and their intent. And we overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the sender. We bind Buddhist, black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, Australian, European, Celtic, American, Canadian, Caribbean, Latin American, American, black, and white magic in Jesus' name. We bind all magic, regardless to where it comes from, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide and all free-flying devils and every evil spirit that takes an animal form, all shape-shifting spirits. We bind every demon responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bind the Mandela effect, all satanic ritual abuse, satanic worship, and witchcraft dedications in Jesus' name. We bind all formations of bullflies and other demonic insects, all spiders and their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity and supplanting. Evil and wicked birds, we bind them and their voices in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the groves and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, demonic knowledge, against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the transference of evil spirits, mammon and his agents, and all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, assassinate, corrupt, divide, confound, undermine, despise, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool in the name of Jesus. We bind the carnal mind, and we bind the fool's anger in Jesus' name. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New Age movement and New World Order. The spirits and works of the oppressor, the spirit in the children of disobedience, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you in Jesus' name, along with the King of Pride and his entire kingdom. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We bind every blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifice in the name of Jesus. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry, every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptation to sin in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Basilek, Molech, Python, Baphomet, and his 72, Neptune, Atlas, Mammon, and Apollyon in Jesus' name. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We chain them with eternal chains unto darkness in the name of Jesus Christ. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, and we return their afflictions along with the codes, the triggers, and the tumors to the workers of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every effigy, every voodoo doll that they have produced. And, Lord, we thank you for destroying it in the name of Jesus and judging the ones that are responsible in Jesus' name. We give you praise, glory, and honor for it, Father. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the fear, harassments, witchcraft, and mind control of the gang stalkers In the name of Jesus, according to 2 Thessalonians 1:6, we bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, undo heavy burdens, let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians, especially the persecuted ones everywhere. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We give you praise. We disconnect ourselves, Father, from every demon that has followed us, was sent to us, and we command them to leave us now. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. We bind every demon that comes across cellular devices, computers, televisions, any electronic or technological device in the name of Jesus. And we send them back with the curses that they brought in Jesus' name. We bind up all the demons of the night that bring the bad dreams, the nightmares, the sex dreams, or anyone or anything trying to astral project into our dreams, and we command them to stay away. We sever the silver cords, and we ask, Father, for giant warrior angels to protect us and our property as we sleep through the day and night. And we thank you for the wall, fiery wall of protection that you've placed around your people. We give you praise, Lord. We disconnect ourselves from every silver cord, ley line, ungodly soul tie, attachment, covenant, vow, pledge, pact, league, agreements, consents, oaths, and garlands, and every form of agreement and connection with the demonic Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, with the sword of the Lord, with the sword of the Spirit, we sever and circumcise ourselves from every connection to the demonic realm in Jesus' name. We ask that you seal those ends, Lord, so that there will never be a reconnection in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you and we give you praise for Esha Rukatai Risalada Yosundi Brishatara Broca de Diasa Rike derrelelea Sandi Brushatara Broca de Sima Mamma Cushe Yerges at Rabrike Sitaramana Cushatara Bro Rike Sindramarosa Terabrike Tisa Baba Baba Shoto Relena Diosundramanese Tisa Baba Baba Broca Lady under a brief. Silla la dio sundere abrikete rahale di dio su regede regale la dio sundere abrise chi chiama mamma ma kusha rike sitera bri. Thank you, rokole leleyasa, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We thank you. Lord, there are devices and items in people's homes and among their personal possessions that connect them to the demonic realm, and they are not aware of it. Yalla le le oso rigisa tera brike de di di osu la la de ya
Reke simba ba 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 shoto ro reke be 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 ba ba ro le le dia garabre. Reke sile le dia osu ba 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 shoto le le dia saha. Ruga de ra le le dia osu ndere breke se le dia osa. Yare le le dia osu ndere breke asi.
In Jesus' name, Father, we ask that you speak to each one and help us to obey you even if we don't understand yet, in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, you are reminding me of something that I learned from a sister on the Lord when I was in Ghana. There was a picture in her living room of a relative by marriage. And that relative was a very, very, very evil and wicked person, to the point that that picture drew to itself spirits that were evil. And so she finally spoke to her husband and said, you need to get rid of that thing. You need to get it out of here. And she was very adamant about it, because you could feel and perceive the wicked presence of the demons that came toward that picture. So, Father, whoever needs to hear this, I thank you for them being open to hear it and to receive it, and to humble themselves before you and to obey the instructions that you're giving them, in Jesus' name. Some of the pictures are even in cell phones. We thank you for obedience and humility, Father, in Jesus' holy name. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to look in the garage. Somebody needs to look in the garage. It's holding up your breakthrough. It's hindering your blessing. Rike de risha baba baba baruko le lidia sa shanda rabriki de si de re lidia sonda rabriki. Listen when I talk to you, says the Lord. Don't ignore me. Do what I'm telling you to do. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, we break down and destroy every wall of protection around every shaman, nanobot, Satanist, wizard, warlock, witch, sorcerer, divinator, and wicked person in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. We break the power of every curse, hex, vex, spell, even love spells, charms, fetishes, design, psychic prayers and thoughts, sorcery, voodoo, magic, mind control, death, bewitchments, potions, every jinx, all torment, torment, torment in Jesus' name. All destruction, psychic power and warfare, candle and incense burning, incantations, root works, crystals, hoodoo, tribal rituals and sin, every order, type, and rank of witchcraft, and the magic in Jesus' name. We bind it up. We loose ourselves from it in Jesus' holy name. We thank you, Father, for deliverance.
Oh, hallelujah. We thank you for deliverance. Somebody is in your truck. Look in your truck.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, saints, the things that we tell you to do that you might keep your deliverance, if you fail to do them, you put your deliverance in jeopardy. Some of you have been with us for several years, and you still pick and choose what you're going to do and what you're not going to do. Amen? That's called rebellion. And God can see it. And it's not helping your case one bit. Amen? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. God is good to us. There are 10 things on that list. That doesn't mean you get to pick 3 of them and just do them. No, it means you have 10 things to do.
Oh, we have to talk about the fast.
Thank you. I want to remind you that we have a fast coming up on the 13th through the 15th. The 13th through the 15th. And today is the 10th. And fast is for justice to be done in our lives. God's focusing on the justice that needs to be done in our lives. All right? So you can start talking to him about that if you like. Amen? And you know Sunday, or sometime before then, you're going to get the rest of what's on the fast. Well, you already know water is on there, so, you know, I don't guess I have to tell you that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, the featured psalm for this evening's worship service is Psalm 25. The verse for meditation comes from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 23, verse 9. And the featured ebook is Awakening the Sleeping Giant. We're still praying for the sleeping giant to wake up. Why? Because to tell you the truth, it doesn't want to wake up. Our guest call-in number that only works when we're live on the air is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Amen. Amen. So, saints, now that we've covered all of that, let me see if there's anything else I'm supposed to remind you of or remind myself of. Oh, yes. At the end of the message tonight, there's a homework assignment. Amen? So listen up for the homework assignment. Praise the Lord. So, tonight, let me give that phone number one more time. It's area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. If you want to contact us when we are not on the air, you should email me at gproom@outlook.com. gproom@outlook.com. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, tonight, saints, the Lord wants to talk to us about an open reward. An open reward. Amen. So, I hope that you're ready. I hope that you're ready to take notes. Amen. You know, there's some of you still think you can just sit there and listen. You don't have to look up any scriptures. You don't have to take any notes, and you're just going to remember everything. I've got news for you. You're not that swift. Nobody is anymore. We've all changed. So you need to take notes so God can help you. Now, sometimes you're driving down the road. You can't take notes then. So we post the scriptures in the chat room so you can go back and find them. Or you can recast the broadcast and then write them down then. But it's important for you to take notes. God is talking to you. That's right. Show him due reverence and pay him close attention. Amen. I see Robert has listened to something I've said in the past. Amen. Well, it's still the truth. So in Scripture, there are three primary of giving that bring honor and glory to our Heavenly Father. And they are tithing, offering, and almsgiving. Tithing, offerings, and almsgiving. During this particular message, we will focus our attention on almsgiving. That's what we're talking about, almsgiving. Alms, A-L-M-S, are the acts of charity to those in need. That's basically what alms is. Acts of charity to those in need. Amen? So, you say, well, I know what that is. Well, good. We're going to talk about it. They are acts of displaying the love of God by giving to the needy. The needy. Christians are called by their Savior to be charitable, neighborly, and God-like in society. Remember, I've explained to you that you may well be the only Bible. You may well be the only Bible that some people ever read. That's right. So it matters how you live your life before men. They may not, you never can tell who's going to come down to their last breath in life and remember you and say words to the Lord and ask him to receive them. You just don't know. You won't know till you get home. So it's important that you live so that you'll get home and find out. It's important that you live such that you'll be an example. You see, people go around, heathen go around, well, how you know God is real? How you know Jesus Christ is real? You ain't never seen him. Well, he lives in me, and if you watch me long enough, you'll see him. There. That's how it ought to be. Amen? Throughout the decades, the body of Christ has been responsible for the founding and funding of hospitals, educational organizations, schools, colleges, charitable causes, and missions. Aid those in need. To aid those in need. All Christians are called to be participants in charitable giving, just as our Lord Jesus and the early church did.
This is a practice of the body of Christ. And if you're a part of the body of Christ, you're expected to be a participant in almsgiving. That's right. In the Gospel of John, chapter 13, beginning with verse 21, in the Gospel of John, chapter 13, beginning with verse 21, Jesus was speaking. He was troubled in spirit and testified and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me." Wow, that's serious. Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spake. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spake. He then, lying on Jesus' breast, saith unto him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it." And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. That's pretty bad, saints. That's real bad. Then said Jesus unto him, "That thou doest, do quickly." Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spake this unto him. For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, you see Judas was the treasurer, that Jesus had said unto him, "Buy those things that we have need of against the feast," or that he should give something to the poor. So you see, saints, it was the custom of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to provide for the poor. It was a practice that he taught all of his disciples. So, if you have become a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, he's teaching it to you as well. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In Romans chapter 15, beginning with verse 23, Romans chapter 15, beginning with verse 23, "But now having no more place in these parts, and having a great desire these many years to come unto you, whensoever I take my journey into Spain, I will come to you. For I trust to see you in my journey and to be brought on my way thitherward by you, if first I be somewhat filled with your company. But now I go unto Jerusalem to minister unto the saints. For it hath pleased them of Macedonia and Achaia." Macedonia, there was a church there, a body of believers. And Achaia, there was a church there, a body of believers. And they determined to make certain contribution for the poor saints which were at Jerusalem. So here you have two different churches who had determined to contribute to the need of the poor saints that were at Jerusalem. And there were a lot of them because they had been scattered and they had to live in caves, kinds of places, graveyards even, underground, because their lives were in jeopardy. And so they scattered and went everywhere due to the severity of the persecution at Jerusalem. Amen? All right, in the book of Acts, chapter 4, the book of Acts,
chapter 4, beginning with verse 32. It reads, "And the multitude of them that believe were of one heart and of one soul." Call unity. God blesses that. "Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all." Wouldn't that be wonderful? Great grace upon us all. "Neither was there any among them that lacked." "For as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet. And distribution was made unto every man according as he had need." So you see, here the church was giving alms to the church. Because church members needed it. That's right. They didn't call for the government to do anything. No, the church did. The church did. "These acts of charity were given to those who had experienced misfortune." So now that we clearly understand what alms are, let's talk about them a bit. How are we to give alms? Well, alms are to be given in simplicity. So what do you mean by that? Well, let's go to Matthew chapter 6, beginning with the first verse. Matthew chapter 6, beginning with verse 1. "Take heed," pay attention, "that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them." You know, some people want to get the credit and they want everybody to know that there's some big shot or other and they're doing this, that, and the other. And that doesn't please God at all. "Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven." In other words, if you decide to be a show-off, you can forget about your reward. You just forfeited it. If you do it to show off, you forfeit your reward. Remember, we're talking about an open reward. "Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee." You know, hear ye, see what I'm doing? "As the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the street, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth." In other words, close your mouth. "That thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly." Thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men." Evidently, this does not impress God at all. "Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret
shall reward thee openly. Amen? That's right. That's what God's saying to us. Alms are to be given with liberality. Liberality, that's right. Liberally. In Deuteronomy chapter 15, beginning with verse 7, Deuteronomy chapter 15, beginning with verse 7, if there be among you a poor man of one of thy brethren within any of thy gates in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not harden thine heart, nor shut thine hand from thy poor brother. But thou shalt open thine hand wide unto him, and shalt surely lend him sufficient for his need in that which he wanteth. Beware that there not be a thought in thy wicked heart, saying, the seventh year, the year of release, is at hand, and thine eye be evil against thy poor brother, and thou givest him nothing. And he cry unto the Lord against thee, and it be sin unto thee. Thou shalt surely give him, and thine heart shall not be grieved when thou givest unto him. And thy heart shall not be grieved when thou givest unto him. Because that for this thing the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thy works and in all that thou puttest thine hand unto. For the poor shall never cease out of the land. Therefore I command thee, saying, thou shalt open thy hand wide unto thy brother, to thy poor and to thy needy in thy land. I think that was explicit enough. God got right to the point. So we can see that in the Old Testament and in the New, God is saying the very same thing. He has not changed his mind. He has not changed his mind. Romans 12, beginning with verse 5. Romans chapter 12, beginning with verse 5. So we, being many, are one body in Christ. We are one body in Christ. And every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Verse 10, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Verse 12, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. So that's what the Lord's looking for. That's what he's looking for. Amen? That's what he's looking for in our lives, saints. And alms are to be given with cheerfulness. Cheerfulness? That's right. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning with verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning with verse 6. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as what? As he purposeth in his heart. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly, or of necessity, For God loveth a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Some of you need to go back and study this passage, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 9, and keep studying it until you get it. Amen? Keep studying it until you get it, because God is speaking to us. Amen? God is speaking to us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Almsgiving is an attitude of the heart which results in actions that lead men to give thanks to our God. Almsgiving is an attitude of the heart which results in actions. You see? Faith without works is dead. The Bible says, you show me your faith without works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. Faith without works is dead. Almsgiving is an attitude of the heart which results in actions that lead men to give thanks to our God. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen. Amen. That they may S-E-E, see your good works. To pat yourself on the back. If you do enough of them, they'll see them. Amen.
Praise God.
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12. Having your conversation or lifestyle honest among the Gentiles, among the heathen, among the unsaved, among your family members, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, you know they tell you you're crazy. You know they've been telling you that for a while. They may by your good works, which they shall behold, they get to see this in real life, glorify God in the day of visitation. They've got to see your life. You know, we've talked about this before, that we are living epistles, read of all men. We're a letter, a living letter. Amen? God wants people to see him living in us so they can stop lying to themselves, saying that we're not real and he's not real. Leviticus chapter 25. Leviticus chapter 25, beginning with verse 35. We're back in the Old Testament again, Leviticus. That means Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, just before Numbers. Verse 35, and if thy brother be waxen poor and fallen in decay with thee, then thou shalt relieve him, yea, though he be a stranger or a sojourner, that he may live with thee. Take thou no usury of him, that's interest,
If you loan him some money, don't charge him interest or increase, but fear thy God. Reverence God that thy brother may live with thee, that he may be able to live wherever it is you all are living. Okay? Thou shalt not give him thy money upon usury. You're not going to charge interest like a credit card. Okay? Nor lend him thy victuals for increase. Now, everybody has to eat, folks. Don't charge him. You know, okay, I'll get you something, but you owe me every penny I spent to get this, and then I'm going to charge you a fee because I went to the store and got it for you. Let's be loving. I am the Lord your God. Amen?
Amen.
You know, there's some people that use any excuse to try to get a buck out of somebody or whatever your form of currency may be. Now, we have a fast that we are approaching. So let's join together in Isaiah chapter 58. Isaiah chapter 58, beginning with verse 6. Isaiah 58, we're still in the Old Testament, beginning with verse 6. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house, when thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning. Remember, he told us to let our light shine. Mm-hmm. And thine health shall spring forth speedily. Think about it. And thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy rearward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, saying any old thing you feel like saying. Thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul. Then shall thy light rise in obscurity. And thy darkness shall be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually. Now, you know, saints, there are some of you that are looking for guidance and direction from the Lord. Mm-hmm. You might want to study this passage. And the Lord shall guide thee continually. And satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. Mm-hmm. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. And thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure, there it is, Holy Spirit, thank you, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day. Now, saints, the Lord has something to say about this to us. Let's just say your favorite music group is coming to town, and they're going to be performing during the time that you would normally be listening to this broadcast. Where should you be? Think about it. Where should you be? or perhaps some other event is coming to town that you really want to see or participate in. Where should you be? You see, saints, that's part of your reverence for the Lord, placing him above everything else and your service to him as well. Amen? Think about that. Think about how you treat the Lord. And call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own word. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. You know, some of us, simply because you have the opportunity to recast this broadcast and others at will, decide to do what you want to do when you feel like it. But I want you to know this. The Lord sees it, and it's not to your best interest either. The Lord sees it. Amen. I think you get the point. Amen. Matthew chapter 5, Matthew chapter 5, verse 7. Matthew 5, verse 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Is there any of us that don't need mercy? I think not. So we are inclined, I am certain, to be merciful. Praise the Lord. Now, saints, I'm going to talk about something that saints need to know. And I'm going to use an example from my own life. I was talking to a Christian one day, and we were on this subject of almsgiving and folks standing by the side of the road begging for money, et cetera, et cetera. And she said, well, I just give it to anybody that's standing there. I just give it to them. I just don't worry about it. And so I was talking to her, and while I was talking to her about that subject, some other saints chimed into the conversation as well. And we were telling her that you need to have the go-ahead from the Lord to give his money to some of these people that are just hanging out in the streets doing, you know, standing there begging. And she decided, she told us she didn't feel the need to do that. She'd just do whatever she wanted to do. Well, let me explain to you scripturally why that doesn't line up with the word. Her attitude does not line up with the word. So in 2 John verses 10 and 11, we have an example of a scripture that explains this to us, why you just can't do willy-nilly. You can't be foolish. You have to be wise in serving the Lord. And it reads, verse 10, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. So there's somebody that's living a lifestyle that's contrary to what God requires of people. And the Lord says in verse 11, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker, a participant of his evil deed. Well, you see, some of these people that are sitting out there holding a sign are actually drug addicts. And when you give money, especially, to their begging, you have become a partaker of their drug trafficking and sorcery. It is so. It is so. You say, well, I'm supposed to have at least two scriptures to back this up. Well, I'll give you one more. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 22, it says, neither be partaker of other men's sin. Keep thyself pure. Amen. The Bible also says that the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. So now I've given you three. So now, saints, I would hope that we all understand that the scriptures do not contradict one another. Rather, they confirm one another. Amen? And I think you understand the point here. Because there are persons who think you just do anything. No, 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 no. You obey the word of God. That's what you do. Luke chapter 11, verse 41. Luke chapter 11, verse 41. But rather give alms of such things as you have. Things you don't have, things you do have. Amen? Praise the Lord. That's simple enough. Yes, it is. 1 Timothy chapter 6, beginning with verse 17. 1 Timothy chapter 6, beginning with verse 17. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in what? Good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Praise the Lord. Willing to give. That's right. This is what God is looking for. Almsgiving is also for those who are in need themselves. Almsgiving is also for those who are in need themselves. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17, he that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord. And that which he hath given will he pay him again. And that which he hath given will he pay him again. We're talking about an open reward. Amen? Yes. God expects each of his children to give according to their ability. According to their ability. In Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 17. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 17. Every man shall give as he is able. Every man shall give as he is able. When you have a bill, pay your bills. You owe it to those people. You've used their services or their goods or whatever it is, you owe to pay your bills. Pay your bills. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God
which he hath given thee. You can't work out of what you don't have. Amen? Praise the Lord. In Acts chapter 11, verse 29, now I know that some of you have heard teachings that don't line up with these scriptures, but I would caution you in receiving teachings that actually do not line up with what the Bible says. That's the spirit of error. Amen? And it should not be found in any saint. Amen? Acts chapter 11, verse 29. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt in Judea. So these are Christian disciples. According to each person's ability, they determined, see, they made a decision to send relief unto other Christians that lived somewhere else. That's right. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God hath prospered him. As God hath prospered him. Set aside as God has prospered you. Corinthians chapter 8, verse 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 12. For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. I know you have heard teaching that does not line up the word of God, some of you. Well, line up with the word of God. Praise the Lord. Saints, keep in mind that during your Christian walk, there will be time when the Lord will ask you to give more or less than you are comfortable with. Amen. He will do that. Remember that obedience is what is pleasing to the Lord. Obedience is what is pleasing to the Lord. My experience has been that at such times, God is preparing the ground for your own blessing. Amen. Praise the Lord. I have several examples of that in my life. Matthew chapter 6, verse 4. That thine alms may be in secret. Remember this. And thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. Proverbs chapter 11, beginning with verse 24. Proverbs chapter 11, beginning with verse 24. There is that scattereth, and yet increaseth. And there is that withholdeth more than is meet or suitable, tendeth to poverty. You see, when you withhold that the Lord wants you to give, it works poverty in your life. That's what he said. When you withhold more than is suitable, more than is fitting, God sees it. And it works poverty in your own life. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. You ought to just meditate on that. It speaks loudly on its own. Our Heavenly Father blesses us when we give. He rewards us spiritually and materially. Yes, he does. He rewards us spiritually and materially. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, the same measure that you dish it out, it shall be measured to you again. So if you're stingy giving it out, stingy's what's coming back to you. If you're generous, generosity will come back to you. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Amen. And I like the way it comes back. Maybe you'll learn to like that too. The early church set the example for us to follow by giving to needy fellow Christians. In Galatians chapter 6, beginning with verse 6, Galatians chapter 6, beginning with verse 6. So you have Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians. Amen? Amen. Galatians chapter 6, beginning with verse 6. Let him that is taught in the word communicate or give unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. See, God doesn't want you out there thinking something wrong. For God is not mocked. You can't make a fool out of God. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. So the next time you get ready to walk in your flesh, think about it. You're going to reap some corruption. Yes, that's what it says. And let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not, if we don't give up. As we have, therefore, opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith, especially to other believers. Amen. Praise the Lord for his good word. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, beginning with verse 15. Philippians 4,
beginning with verse 15. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. This is about the Apostle Paul, when he was out on his missionary journeys establishing churches in the world. For even in Thessalonica, he said, even when I went to Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity. They sent Paul stuff to help that he needed, whatever those things were. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit. Fruit, F-R-U-I-T. In this leadership, we desire fruit that may abound to your account. I'd like to see you fruitful and more fruitful. Praise the Lord. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell and sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's where that scripture came from. Christians were supplying the needs of the Apostle Paul and those that were with him as they went about spreading the gospel. Many believers quote verse 19. However, in order to stand on that scripture, you must meet the same qualification of obedience that these saints displayed on whom the blessing of verse 19 was decreed. But you see, there was some behavior, some deeds, some works that happened prior to that blessing being released. And it was due to those things that brought that blessing to be released through the Apostle Paul. Saints, we believe that miracle is made up of saints who are generous and sincere about helping God's people. You have heard us pray for the homeless and others who have severely been affected by the downturn of the economy worldwide. As a result of this consequence to sin, many Christian believers are in want and in need. They are everywhere, in every nation on the globe. God is calling us to be compassionate and generous. He is asking us to display his love by giving as he directs each of us. That's right. As he directs each of us. Yes, he directs each of us. In Proverbs chapter 3, beginning with verse 5. Proverbs chapter 3, beginning with verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. It doesn't say you direct them. It says he does. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Psalm 37, verse 23. The steps
of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Ordered by who? Ordered by the Lord. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God. Led by who? The Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. So this is not going to go according to your preconceived notion. It's going to go by the dictate of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. That's how this works. This is the season for celebrating God's giving. He gave his very best. He gave us Jesus Christ to redeem us from our sin and to give us eternal life. So in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16, we can clearly see the magnitude and profoundness of God's giving. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So loved the world that he gave his only. He gave his very best. He gave what he treasured most. Is that what you do? Mm-hmm. We have the opportunity while here on the earth to do the will of God from the heart with goodwill. We have this opportunity. I believe we should take advantage of it. We have been freed to offer this service as to the Lord and not to people. We do it as unto the Lord. As you know, the good things that you do, the very same you will receive of the Lord. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall much be required. We are blessed to minister to those who are enthusiastic when it comes to helping others. Some need to grow in this area more, yes, even to the place of abounding. God is not pressuring you. Rather, he is presenting you with an opportunity to work with him by being a blessing. It has been said that God doesn't need your money, but in light of the truth that all the gold and the silver are his, he desires to bless those in need and to bless those who give as well. The Lord said to say that again. It has been said that God doesn't need your money. Well, see, God doesn't have needs like money, okay? But in light of the truth that all the gold and the silver are his, he desires to bless those in need and to bless those who give as well. Each of us should present ourselves before the Lord to receive directions
as to what he would have us to do. Each of us should present ourselves before the throne of God to receive our direction. Because he's teaching us this tonight because he has some directions to give us. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. All things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. That's right. I don't believe that any of us have created the world that we live in, but we do know who did. The scripture also says that when we withhold and decide not to give, when God asks us to, it shows that we lack in Christian love. That's right. It shows up that we lack in Christian love. In Ephesians chapter 5, beginning with verse 1, Ephesians chapter 5, beginning with verse 1, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. That's interesting. Did you notice that covetousness is listed here as a crime against the love of God? It's a crime, the love of God, covetousness. So, in refusing to sacrifice when God calls us to, so is refusing to sacrifice when God calls us to. It's a crime against the love of God. Thought of it that way before, did you? Well, it's so. James chapter 2. Beginning with verse 15, James chapter 2, beginning with verse 15. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Here they are absolutely destitute. And you tell them, oh, go in peace. God loves you. And you didn't reach in your pocket or out of whatever it is you do have and do anything to help them. And sometimes you might not have anything right then to help them, but you know somebody who does. What are you going to do? Think about it. How are they bettered by you just standing there saying words and not doing anything to back those words up? That's right. Think about what you do. Think about it. Colossians chapter 3, verse 5. Colossians chapter 3, verse 5. Mortify. Mortify means to put to death. Mortify, like mortician, put to death. Therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and there's the C word again, covetousness, which is idolatry. You remember how severely God punished people all the way through the whole Old Testament for walking in idolatry? Do you remember how severe that became? Well, he says covetousness is idolatry. Amen. Worshiping and obeying your own will instead of the will of the Lord is very, very dangerous thing. It's very, very dangerous. Go to verse 25, Colossians chapter 3, verse 25. Colossians 3, verse 25. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of person. Amen. It is the truth. It is the word of God. He that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of person. Yeah. Amen. God rewards our obedience to him. God rewards our obedience to him. In the book of Deuteronomy, God tells us not to forsake the minister or the Levite that is within thy gate. I'll read you the scripture, Deuteronomy 14, beginning with verse 27. And the Levite that is within thy gates, thou shalt not forsake him, for he hath no part nor inheritance with thee. At the end of 3 years, thou shalt bring forth all the tithe of thine increase the same year, and shall lay it up within thy gate. What God is saying is, don't neglect the ministers. Amen. I've known many a person who's had the wrong attitude toward blessing ministers of the gospel that God has called them to bless. They have the wrong attitude out of covetousness and greed. You know, I even had one person tell me that they never thought that ministers should get paid for anything that they do. Well, the Bible doesn't say that. The Bible speaks completely to the contrary. You know, some people have some strange ideas, saints. They have some strange ideas. They really do have some strange ideas. So, in... let me see if I skipped one. So the Bible says that the Lord thy God blesses you in all the work of thy hand which thou doest. Well, what does that mean? That means that God will... let me go to that scripture specifically so I can read it to you. Because he wants us to get it, all right? He really wants us to get it. Let me turn the page here, and I'll go there. Deuteronomy 14, and I'm headed toward, okay, verse 27. And the Levite that is within thy gates, thou shalt not forsake him, for he hath no part in the inheritance with thee. And he goes on to say, in all the way down to verse 29, and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow that are within thy gates shall come and shall eat and be satisfied, that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all the work of thine hand which thou doest. You see, your almsgiving is directly connected to you being blessed in all the work of your hand which you do, your employment or your business. There's a direct connection. Ah, you didn't know that, did you? Well, it's a good thing you came to church. Amen. And again, in Deuteronomy chapter 15, the Lord reminds us of this again. Let's see, I'm going to start in verse 9. Beware, Deuteronomy 15, verse 9, that's where I'm going to start. Beware that there be not a thought in thy wicked heart. There's a thought in the wicked heart, saying, the seventh year, the year of release is at hand, and thine eye be evil against thy poor brother, and thou givest him naught or nothing. And he cry unto the Lord against thee, and it be sin unto thee. Thou shalt surely give him, and thine heart shall not be grieved when thou givest unto him, because that for this thing the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thy works, and in all that thou puttest thy hand unto. You see, it's broader than we think. It's not just your employment and your business. It's in all your works. It's in everything that you put your hand to. Think about it. For the poor shall never cease out of the land. Therefore I command thee, saying, thou shalt open thine hand wide unto thy brother, to thy poor, and to thy needy in the land. I pray that that makes it a little clearer. So, especially in verse 10, the Lord is reminding us what he is saying one more time, that because that for this thing the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thy works and in all that thou puttest thy hand unto. Wow, you didn't know almsgiving was this important. Well, that's why we come to learn the word of God. Matthew chapter 10, New Testament. Matthew chapter 10. This is an example of reward. Matthew chapter 10, beginning with verse 41. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. There's an open reward, saints, for obeying God. Matthew chapter 19, beginning with verse 21. Matthew chapter 19, beginning with verse 21. The Lord Jesus speaking, Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possession. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. So we've already looked at the scriptures that teach the rich man how to behave that he might enter into the kingdom of heaven. All right? Luke. Let's go to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12. Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, beginning with verse 32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He wants to give it to you. It makes him happy to give it to you. Sell that ye have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You know, some people's treasure is in their truck they drive. And I'll stop meddling right there. Now we come to one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. I just love what Zacchaeus did. Luke 19, verse 8. Luke 19, verse 8. I have loved this scripture since I was a child. Luke 19, verse 8. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Amen. Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. You see, Zacchaeus, if I remember this correctly, and I think I do, he was a collector. Yes, he was a collector. He wasn't the kind of collector that people like. Amen. And I'll let you go read that, so that you can find out what kind of collector he was. Amen? He was rich, and he was a tax collector. And the tax collectors of that day were just as wicked and evil as some of the tax collectors of our day. But you see, when Zacchaeus met the Lord, Zacchaeus changed, and he was never the same again. You know someone that works for the IRS? There you have a scripture to discuss with them. Amen? Amen. Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 9, verse 36. Now, this is a beautiful scripture about a sister named Tabitha. And this was a woman that was full of good works. See, she didn't just talk her faith, she lived it. And alms deeds, which she did. And the Bible records her for having done these things. The Bible records what Tabitha did. She was a woman full of good works and alms deeds. She was always giving to the poor. She was always doing something for them. Amen. Acts chapter 10. We're going to talk for about a second about this particular man. Acts chapter 10, beginning with verse 1. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion. See, he was a soldier in the Italian band. What does that mean? That means he was over 100 soldiers. He was a devout man. He was a man that feared God with his whole house. His whole family feared God. And how do we know that? Well, he gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. There. Two things that tell us that. Now, your homework assignment that I promised you is for you to continue reading Acts chapter 10. And I want you to see what the blessing was that Cornelius received because he feared God, he was a devout man, he gave much alms to the people and prayed to God all the time. I want you to see what that produces, because what he received was an open reward. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. What he received was an open reward. Brother Bill.
Praise the
we're
Lord,
Pastor. We're some of those testimonies.
We have some awesome testimonies tonight. Here we go. NK says, praise the Lord. While studying muscles for science, we did an experiment holding one arm out in front of for 5 minutes. I chose to sing to the Lord in tongues as I held out my arm, and my young student relied on his flesh to endure. Before the experiment, I thought I needed an afternoon nap that day. After the experiment, I was totally energized, joyful, light. We both held our arms out for a complete 5 minutes, but relying on the flesh drained my student while worshiping God in the spirit and lived in me. I just love this. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. That's Isaiah 40, verses 30 and 31. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. You really do that whenever we ask. Anytime I wake up, I'm not rested. I'll ask the Lord to renew my strength, and he does it. He helps me, or whenever I'm doing something, he helps me. When I can't physically do it. We praise you for that, Lord. We just praise you, praise you, praise you. And NK has another praise report. AK had a successful interview for his news article. He spotted a woman to question, approached her, and conducted the whole thing far from my ears and influence. Praise and thank you, Jesus, for his independence, his bravery, his resolve. The woman later told me that he did a good job, spoke very well, and has an excellent vocabulary. Amen. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. Daryl has a praise report. Thank you, Father, for deliverance. Thank you for balancing my hormones, healing my face, removing red and brown spots, shrinking hyperpigmentation to almost gone. Praise you, Lord. Thank you for clearing my face from acne and removing dry skin. Thank you for renewing my skin, and my skin is glowing. Thank you, Lord, for answering my prayers. Every prayer I asked you came through. Even that mouse that came into our house, it left no signs of any families making a nest. We didn't have to kill it. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. See, Daryl put her prayer requests in the prayer room, and Jesus answered them all. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Saints, that's the key, putting your prayer requests in the prayer room, and watch what Jesus does. It is a holy prayer room. DCH has a praise report. Thank you, Jesus, for improving the functioning of my cousin's liver and allowing. Thank you, Lord, for helping him. We just praise you, Lord, for helping her cousin's liver. And YDM has a praise report. After 5 months, the insurance company has finally released the money to pay for damage to my car. The accident happened at the end of July. The other driver accepted responsibility, and the funds were released today after much prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are the righteous judge. We just praise you, Lord, that you help us in every matter, and we give you all the praise and all the glory. These are wonderful praise reports. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you, praise you, praise you. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. Wow, what wonderful praise reports.
Amen. And Father, thank you for them. Thank you, thank you, thank you for them. Praise the Lord. Well, saints, I pray that you have learned something tonight that you will apply to your life immediately. I pray that you have learned something tonight that you will apply to your own life immediately. I pray that many of you choose to recast this, because God's talking to you, and he's desirous of a response from you. Amen? Amen. So we want to thank the Lord for speaking to us tonight and for telling us what it is he wants us to do and for releasing to us the grace to get the job done. Amen? We're going to go to our guest call-ins for a moment. And the guest call-in number, again, is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're going to go to area code 443. Area code 443. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Good evening, Pastor Hello. Sabrina. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Well, I'm calling in tonight for prayer for myself and for my son. So my son, I found out over the Thanksgiving break that talking to his paternal grandmother that his paternal grandparents actually were in incest, an incestual relationship, and I didn't know that. So his paternal grandparents were actually first cousins. And so I want to, you know, pray for my son about that incest coming down the family line and it cursing him or affecting him. So I want to pray about that. That's the first thing. The second is for myself. Recently, I've been under a lot of warfare and demonic attack on my sleep. Over the past 3 weeks, or almost 3 weeks, I haven't been able to sleep normally. It's been very strange. I'm normally able to sleep very peaceful, baby, every night. Like, that's literally a gift from the Lord. Like, I'm able to sleep peacefully every night, but over the past 3 weeks, my sleep has been attacked. Like, I am literally shaken. Something is touching me. Like, I'm being shaken awake. Like when I start to drift, even when I start drifting into sleep, when I first lay down, something is shaking me awake, and I'm warring against it, and it's absolutely like it's ignoring like everything. It's like I have no power, none. You know, and of course I'm praying and warring in the name of Jesus, and it doesn't matter. And it's going on 3 weeks of this, and it occurred after I rededicated myself.
Mm-hmm.
After the rededication, it happened literally the next night. That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing I noticed is I gave away some things, a lot of things actually. I gave away a whole bed, a mattress, and a lot of my son's old clothes that he can't fit anymore, his clothes, his shoes, coats, toys, to the same people that came in. I put an ad out, just literally giving the bed away. So they came in, they picked the bed up, and then when they came, they asked, hey, do you have any things that you don't need, like you can just like donate to us, like clothes or anything? And it's funny you ask, because I do. Because I always give away, like I donate clothes a lot. So I had a lot of clothes and boxes that I've been meaning to give. And so I said, wow, that's funny you ask, because, yeah, I have a whole bunch of things. And it's all boys' things. And he said, oh, yeah, no, we can use it. So I gave him all the things. And then that's when I noticed that happened a couple of days before the attack. And then I did a rededication. And then the attack, now I've been attacked and I can't sleep. Something is attacking me in my sleep. I have no peace anymore in my sleep. And so I'm wondering, is it coming from those two things? Now my son, like I said, I gave his things away. He was attacked, I believe, in a dream he had. He dreamt that he heard a voice. He said he can't remember what happened before the voice, but he heard a voice speaking like a countdown in his head, and it was like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then when it got to 1, his alarm went off. But the Lord told me that was a mind control attack on him. And then the Lord also told me that it's tied to those things that I gave away. So I've been warring against that, disconnecting us from the things that I gave away, the material things, so they can't use it anymore to attack us. But the attacks are still going on. And then also, before all of this happened, I noticed, because I have a business relationship with a local grocery store, and I was like doing very well, successfully, like, you know, they would, you know, order things, sell things to them. So it was constant orders coming in. And, you know, doing very well there. And then out of nowhere, over the past 30 days, something broke that. Like, I literally have no more orders coming in. And I even contacted them, and they said, you know, it's really strange because your product was very popular, and then nobody seems to want it anymore. So that's an attack. So that's the attack on that. And then, let's see. Yeah, and then I had a recent collision. It wasn't anything high speed. I was literally in a parking lot of a shopping center. And I hit, it was my fault, I hit a car. It was, you know, dark out, and I hit a car. It was really odd because I didn't, like, I didn't even see the car. It's almost like the car just appeared. It's that was weird. So I hit the car, but I wasn't going fast because I was at a stop sign. And then I literally hit the gas to proceed from a, you know, a stop. And then, boom, hit a car. I'm like, what the, like, where'd that car come from? And it was two women in the car. And nobody got hurt because it was, you know, just in a parking lot. And the Lord placed it on my heart to disconnect myself from spirits that came through that collision as well. Those are the things I'm calling for prayer about tonight.
All right.
Rika rakondo reshide regise me 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 brokoha salala di osute da brisha da breke de di osuda yarugola di osundi di brisha di osundi di brisha kise di de. You wicked demon, you were sent to them to harass them. And in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take the ground from you with the blood of Jesus Christ. You have no right, you have no lot, and you have no part in their lives in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, her son has gone through the deliverance from curses. And incest was included in that. We come into agreement with what has already been prayed before your throne. In Jesus' name. Now, sister, if you remember correctly, I have related to you that you are in a war. A war has many battles, not just one, not just two, not just three. It has a series of battles. And you have taken action against the enemy. When you take action against the enemy, he comes back to attack you. This is not action that just goes one way. It goes out, and he comes back to attack. So what you did was you uncovered an enemy. You uncovered an enemy. And you need to continue the attack as the Holy Spirit leads you, because you continue doing your warfare until the enemy is defeated. You need endurance in warfare.
I do.
You need strength in warfare.
I do.
So,
I'm
Father,
tired.
In the name of Jesus, the Lord wants you to worship him more. You see, it's the joy of the Lord that is your strength. He wants you to worship him more. The Bible says that when we worship the Lord, the avenger is stilled.
Okay.
He wants you to worship him more. You're not using that weapon often enough. The Bible says if any man lacks wisdom, to ask the Lord and he will give it to him and he won't upbraid him. So, Father, we come into agreement with our sister. She's asking for wisdom. We ask you to release it to her in Jesus' name. We ask you to release to her the wisdom and the knowledge that she needs
to succeed in this warfare in the name of Jesus. We disconnect her from all the items that she has given away and dispersed. And we disconnect her from the spirits that were connected to those items in Jesus' name. We circumcise her from those things and from the spirit that came with them in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over the spiritual spouse that attacks in Jesus' name. She is dedicated to the Lord. So we bind you. And we chain you with eternal chains unto darkness. We put you into the spiritual cage. And we send you to the feet of Jesus for judgment now. We bind all reinforcements that were sent to take your place in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that your warring angels be released against these spirits in Jesus' name. Against the spirits that come to shake her out of her sleep. Against the spirits that attack her prosperity. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that the word of God is honored. We thank you that the word of God is honored. In Jesus' name. You see, as you go forth in this warfare, you're uncovering spirits that weren't up in your face before. You're uncovering them, and they don't like exposure. You're kicking them out, and they don't like it. But you need to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You need to keep doing it. You need to keep doing it.
I'd like to add that I've been, because of these attacks and the warfare, I've been manifesting spiritual personalities that are abnormal for me. Like, for instance,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's the sleep deprivation, but I'm paranoid a lot because I'm not sleeping.
Stop right there. Stop
mm-hmm.
right there. Now, we've already talked about this fear. Okay? And we've
mm-hmm.
acknowledged that it's an area where work needs to take place. And so you're beginning to manifest that spirit. And so you and the Lord need to get to the bottom of the fear situation. Because it's the open door for a lot of things that are attacking you. The Lord has preached us countless sermons. I can think of 10 off the top of my head about fear. And he's going to go into every nook and every cranny in your life where you have fear until you get rid of them all. Fearful go to hell. You can't walk in faith and fear at the same time. Something's got to go. Amen?
I don't feel fearful, though.
It
like,
doesn't matter
I'm
what
not...
you feel. It doesn't matter
okay.
what you feel. Feelings
okay.
are just that, feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You do have fear in your life, and God wants it out of your life. So you and God need to get to work on that particular area because it's there. Heavenly Father,
Absolutely.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask for a covering of your mercy over our sister as you all explore and uncover and unveil the sources of fear in her life, that she might come to the acknowledgement of the truth, and that you might work miracles in her life. We thank you and we give you praise for the outworking of this prayer in her life and in her family's life, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 I found
a good place to start. A good place to start is all the scriptures about fear. You need to prayer life more. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
God bless you. We love you, and we'll keep praying for you. Amen. Amen. Area code 952.
Amen. God bless
you're on
you. We love you,
in
and
Jesus
we'll keep
name.
Praying for you. Amen. Amen. Area code 952. Amen. God bless you. We love you,
in
and
Jesus
we'll keep
name.
Praying for you.
Hi, Pastor Sabrina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. I have to say I'm doing great. The sermons God has been giving you are just right on point. It's just the things I've been saying in my mind, asking God, you know, or saying, am I doing right? Is this right? And not having an answer, but hadn't gotten around to asking you, especially about tithing. The enemy was just trying to beat me up for about a week now about tithing because I don't want a receipt at the end of the year. I haven't done that in years. And all of a sudden, it just popped up that almost like fear. You know, you're wrong. You're supposed to claim that. And I'm like, no, that's telling the left hand what the right hand is doing. I don't want to do that. I haven't claimed it in years and years. But then, listen, God answered me tonight in the sermon. I am so blessed. So blessed that what I do is lined up with the word and not to let the enemy beat me up over it. Because it is the word. It was like a gray area. It's like you said, we've heard teaching, you know, claiming and all that, name and claim it, or, you know, pastors preaching and fill out your taxes, get your receipt so you can get it on your taxes and stuff. But I never felt right when they said that. So that's why years ago I stopped. And I felt great doing it. But I really appreciate you letting me, Lord, use you tonight. And I really ask the Lord to continue to bless you, all the pastors and all the leaders and the families. And the families. That's all. I'm not asking for nothing because I already know what God wants me to do. I just need to do it. No use in me constantly getting prayer and not having done the last things He's told me to do. So I just want to say thank you and bless you all.
God bless you. We love you. Obedience is always better than sacrifice. Amen.
Yes,
thank
yes,
you
yes.
for your testimony.
Yes, yes. Love y'all. Goodbye.
Amen. Bye-bye. See, saints, we listen, we grow, and we learn. Amen. Amen. That's how we do it. We grow and we learn. See, the Lord answers our prayers. He hears us, and He knows what we need to know, and He tells us, because His grace is sufficient for us. His grace really is. Amen. So I think, let me see if I can find them. Yeah, here they are. Praise the Lord. Tonight we are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning several different things. The first one is there was an officer named William Earl Collins Jr., and he became this year one of the 28 cops that was killed by ambush in the United States. We're asking adjudications from the righteous judge on cop murders by ambush. Also, we are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge on the economy and religion, the economy and the religion of the Chinese Communist Party. Tyrannical manifestations, its infiltration of Western societies and governments, its corruption of the minds of the young in each generation, its perversions of the law, its subversions of the arts, media, and popular culture, its use as an agent of Satan, its role in the present pandemic, its use of environmentalism and globalization in order to impose a global authoritarian government system, its commercialized forced organ harvesting. I'll say that again. It's commercialized forced organ harvesting and its envy of the United States and its covetous imperialistic ambition to be the sole superpower of the world. We are asking the righteous judge for his adjudication on these matters, on the economy and the religion of the Chinese Communist Party. That's what we're asking the Lord for. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend unto heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. It's that attitude. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge on the destiny and fate of Julian Assange and other whistleblowers who are exiled or been tortured or worse. As you heard in the news today, the United States has won this decree, we'll call it that, to extradite him to the United States of America. Saints, let me just put it bluntly. If he's extradited, they plan to kill him. That's it. That's the whole point in attempting to extradite him. It's to kill him. They haven't been able to kill him yet, but they're working hard at it. The FBI had an assignment. I mean, this is known stuff. This isn't any secret information. It was either the FBI or the CIA, one of them, I think it was the FBI, who attempted to kidnap him so they could kill him. You see, there are several things that Julian Assange did right. He released information about practices of the United States in other countries that are just wrong and horrible and inhumane. And furthermore, he released information on the wickedness of Hillary Clinton, her election campaign, how Bernie Sanders got pushed out of the way, and several other things concerning herself and her campaign. And all of those things combined cost her that election. She's a vicious person, to say the least, a vengeful person, to say the least. Ask Monica Lewinsky and others. So now, we have some dealings before the throne of God. We have some dealings. There is information from the medical community that if he were extradited to the United States, it would push him to the point of committing suicide.
But you see, you're not supposed to do that to people. He's a journalist, not a murderer. He's a journalist, not a drug dealer. He's a journalist, not a kidnapper. Now, today, I made some posts in the chat room. If you have not seen them, I encourage you to scroll up before the announcements for the beginning of the broadcast and read them. They're important. It's important for you to know that information. We're also requesting adjudications on the FBI, the IRS, the NSA, and the CIA on their actions, whether legal or illegal, from the righteous judge. It has been uncovered that the FBI has the ability to see some of the contents of iMessage and collect metadata from WhatsApp in as little as 15 minutes, according to a recently published Internal Bureau document, first published in November by a nonprofit organization called Property of the People, following a Freedom of Information Act request. The document contains an infographic showing the FBI's ability to lawfully access secure messaging app content and metadata. While the FBI's collection of messaging and call data has been well known for years, the new document reveals the speed and scope with which agents can obtain such information, particularly with Facebook's Meta, WhatsApp, and Apple's iMessage app. There you have it. We are also requesting adjudications from the righteous judge as assigned from the Holy Scriptures upon the enemies of Miracle Outreach Ministries and Miracle Internet Church in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we give you praise. So that's what we're praying about tonight. Amen? That's what we're praying about tonight. And the Lord is waiting for our prayers. Yes, he is. The Lord is waiting for our prayers. And we want to thank him for receiving our prayers at his throne. Brother Marshall?
Amen, amen. Thank you, Father. You often answer even before we ask, but you want us to ask. You said, if two of you on earth agree as touching anything you ask, it shall be done of my Father, which is in heaven. So, Father, I commit my... Even as it's written in Psalm 37:5, I commit my way unto you, Lord Jesus. I trust also in you, and you will bring it to pass. Set a watch before my mouth, keep the door of my lips. I bind every spirit of vain imagination, every spirit of confusion. Father, I ask you to forgive me and my forefathers and the people of this nation, Father God, even as Daniel, one of your servants, in Daniel chapter 9, verse 3, started saying, and as we're coming up on the fast, I set my face unto the Lord God, to seek by prayer and supplications and fasting with sackcloth and ashes, and I prayed unto the Lord my God, and made confession, and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy for them that love him, and to them that keep his commandments, we have sinned, we have committed iniquity, we have done wickedly, we have rebelled, by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. And as it is written in verse 16, O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city Jerusalem, from thy holy mountain, because of our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers. Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. Father, we take responsibility and repent. I do, for me and my part in it, whatever it is, Lord. And I know in the past my family supported Planned Parenthood, and I've already repented of that. And I think it's under the blood. But all the sins, Father God, the sins, every type of sin for me and my family members, including the sins of pride and covetousness and love of this present world, and every sin, Father, we repent, including the sins of this nation, Father God, where the CIA was used to put in puppet rulers in different nations, Father God, and now it's been turned back on us by the CCP and others that overturned the last election, Father God. We ask you to forgive us and deliver us from all this nonsense, Father God, in Jesus' name. And I'm in agreement with Pastor Sabrina and all the prayers of the saints. And we thank you for hearing our prayers, because Jesus is interceding, because of the price he paid, because of that blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel, Father, in Jesus' name. Even as it is written in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19, and also confirmed in 4:16, we do come boldly before your throne of grace. And 10:19, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which you, Lord, have consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, your flesh. Thank you for grafting us into the body of Christ. We ask your divine adjudication from the righteous judge concerning all these things Sabrina's mentioned, Father, in Jesus' name, including Officer William Earl Collins, Jr., of the Doylen Police Department. Father God, we ask for your divine intervention, adjudication, Father God. You're the righteous judge. You are the righteous judge. And I know, Father, that after you've given all power and authority to the Lord Jesus, even judgment, Father God, even as is written in the Gospel of John, chapter 5, Jesus, the Word of God says, Jesus speaking, the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. And verse 24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Father, we ask, Father, for all those, including Julian Assange, that will hear your voice. Give them eyes to see, ears to hear, new and understanding hearts, and the family members of this police officer, Billy Collins, Jr., in Jesus' name. We ask you to give each one and all the family members of all those who have undergone, all the whistleblowers that have undergone horrendous attacks, Father God, including those that were just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And I almost went there, Lord, on January 6th. And a lot of them have been in solitary confinement, and they have not even been able to, have proper due justice under the law that we're supposed to be under the real U.S. Constitution. We ask for your divine intervention, Father God, in all this situation. We ask you to remove every wicked. We do thank you for the judges that do things properly, Father God, according to the real law, Father. But all those that have been bought off, paid, controlled by blackmail and other things, we ask for your divine intervention, adjudication in every one of these situations, Father God, and all those in these different agencies, Father God, that Sabrina's talked about as well, and as well as the different nations. We ask for your divine adjudication from the righteous judge, not on the economy, but on the religion, the idolatrous religion of the CCP. We know there are true Christians in China. We're not have anything to do against them, Father. We ask you to protect them and deliver them. Many of them are already in slave camps and making cell phones for people and making shoes for Nike and whatever other things. Maybe they're not doing that anymore, but I know in the past they have. We ask for your divine intervention, Father God. Protect the believers of all ages, Father God, in every nation, Father God, not just Julian Assange. All those, Father God, that have stood up for the truth as best they know how, Father God. We ask that these spirits involved in this tyrannical manifestation being manifested through the CCP with its infiltration, and it was well planned out. It had infiltration into various Western societies, not just the United States, and different governments in corrupting the minds of the youth going on for some generations. Father God, the perversions of the law, subversions of the arts, media, popular culture, and use of the agents of Satan, and all these things associated with the present, what they call pandemic or plandemic, use of environmentalism, globalization to impose a global authoritarian government system, basically tyranny, basically communism, and its commercialized forced organ harvesting. Father, we ask for your divine intervention in all this, Father God. You said, he that sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. Father God, we do pray for those who despitefully use us. If any of them can be saved, we ask you to save their souls, Father God. Apparently you got a hold of Khrushchev before he left this world, and he apparently was involved with the Russian version of communism, Father God, and all these things, trying to control people against their will, because that's basically how communism usually works out, like what happened with Castro in Cuba and in Venezuela and other places. Father, we ask for your divine intervention, adjudication, and you deliver all your people. You do wake up the sleeping giant, and you deliver the people, the sleeping giant, not just in the United States, not just in Canada, all the nations, including China, including, yes, the sleeping giant in Australia, in Austria, in France, in every nation, Father God, in Jesus' name, including United Kingdom and Scotland, and every place, Father God, and the people that have been put to sleep. We bind every one of these ungodlies behind the pandemic, the plandemic, every spirit of hypnotism, mass-controlled hypnotism. Oh, you have to believe what the authoritarians say because they know best. Fauci says, I am science. And we thank you, Father God, he's not science. He says he's preaching that false science like Sabrina talked about when we prayed previously, Father God, and where was that? In 1 Timothy 6:20. A science falsely so-called. We ask the false science so-called be exposed, Father God, and all the control through the media be overturned, not just the media in this nation, every nation, the global control of the people's hearts and minds by the slow drip, drip, drip. Some of it isn't so slow from the groups like CNN, in Jesus' name, even as the people in the CCP have manifested Satan's very heart nature of pride and rebellion, Father God. And you know how you deal with the pride. Oh, pride cometh before a fall. And Father God, and we repent of that spirit of pride in this nation, Father God. I do. Thinking, well, we're the best, we're the bee's knees. The people in Albania, before it opened, it was under communism for 50 years. And they were told they were the envy of all of Europe, and they hadn't even seen a banana in like 50 years because they were under a communist dictator. But they were told, and they believed what they were told until, oh, the wall came down. And they were able to get things like bananas, never seen them. Oh, these are yummy. Father God, we ask you, Father God, to help people to see the truth and not just to believe what the dictators tell them from the controlled media, Father God, in China, in this nation, in France, in Austria, in Australia, in New Zealand, and every nation, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, for standing up for those people in the different nations, Father God, that actually stood up against this international cabal in Jesus' name. And we ask you to expose and bring it to light in Jesus' name in the way you want and in your perfect time in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for doing so in Jesus' name. And you said in your word, in Luke 12:2, Jesus speaking, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. And you confirm it in several scriptures, not only in Matthew 10:26. You tell us we don't have to be afraid of them. So we thank you, Father. You've not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And the faith that we have, what is that faith? The faith that Jesus came to love us and show us his love, that we could respond to his love. He said, I love you this much, and stretched out his arm and gave up everything. He said, I'm his water poured forth. And what did he do? He's divine. He changed the waters of purification to wine of the wedding feast and filled us with himself. Of his fullness of all received, and grace for grace. Blessed are the merciful. They shall obtain mercy. Father God, you are merciful to Saul of Tarsus after he was causing people to blaspheme your holy name. And that was a sin under the Old Testament. People to blaspheme the name of the Most High God. What happened to them? They were stoned to death, and he wanted people to blaspheme the name of Jesus because he didn't know. That's the name of the real Savior. There's only one name under heaven by which we must be saved. It's not Trump. No, we repent of every spirit of MAGA pride and the false confidence placed in man, Father God. No, our confidence is placed in the Creator of heaven and earth. We thank you for those that have stood up for the truth as best they could, but some of them have a mixture, Father God, and we ask you to correct their thoughts, Father God, and help them to think the way you had Pat Holliday and Sabrina and Brother Bill always reminding us to do the scriptures, holding every thought captive. Help every one of those who call upon your name to hold every thought captive. And we ask for a divine intervention in adjudication, all the whistleblowers, Father God, and protect Julian Assange and all those standing for the truth as best they know how, Father God, in Jesus' name, including those standing up against the medical tyranny, Father God, all globally, all in Jesus' name, and all those standing up, risk putting their lives on the line. Some of them are not Christians, Father God, that, at least not that I know of. Of course, I don't know anyone else's heart. I don't even know my own heart. But, Father God, we ask you to protect those that are standing up for the truth because they're so convinced they don't want people to be suffering, that including the children, not to mention the Julian Assange. We ask you to protect all the children, big children, little children, Father God, and deliver them. Your arm's not too short to save. We thank you for reaching down and delivering Julian Assange and causing things to change, Father God. You can hide him. You can hide Jesus. He can walk right through the midst of the cloud. Even as, was it Robert, one of the brothers, he keeps pointing at the scripture. Jesus walked right through the midst of the cloud. It wasn't his time. So whenever Julian Assange time, because we all have a limited time here on the earth in our fleshly bodies, but we thank you that whether we to be with Christ is now, to be with Christ later is even better. To be with Christ whenever the time is, that's the way we want to be. What's the worst thing can happen to any one of us? We get to be with Jesus and be with heaven. Well, we want all of those, including Julian Assange, all those to make sure they're going in the right direction, Father God, and not to take their own life. Our lives and our times are in your hands, Lord. We ask you to protect and we bind every spirit of oppression, depression, mind control, and every attack coming against all the whistleblowers, including those in solitary confinement and those that have been tortured, Father God. And we ask you to protect them and deliver them. Many, many, many people have suffered at the hands of demonically inspired people. And we thank you, Lord. Your word says, no weapon formed against us will prosper. And every tongue that arises against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. And it is written in Psalm 103, verse 6, the Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. You wrote it, Lord. All scripture is given by your inspiration of your Holy Spirit, Father. All the Lord, Yahweh, the Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. All those that are oppressed, Father God. All those that are oppressed that are standing up for the truth. Those people with handicaps, Father God, that have been forced to wear a mask against their will and having masks taped to their face, that's a form of severe, that's not a very nice thing to do. No, it's a terrible thing to do. Those that have different handicaps, Father God, that are in different schools and different places, we ask you to protect them too. And all those, Father God, they may not be whistleblowers, maybe just your children that you created in your image, in the image of God. He that sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man. We thank you for creating us in your image, the blood of the one true God. He made of all people one blood, whether they're in Ghana, whether they're in Iceland, whether they're in Chile, whatever nation they're in, Father God, including Israel, and deliver all those in harm's way, Father God. We ask for your divine adjudication on all those, not just the CIA, but the FBI, IRS, NSA, and all their actions, whether they're legal or illegal. We ask for your righteous judgment, Father God, including those, Father God, that have been involved with all this. Supreme has just read about concerning the contents being released from iMessage and WhatsApp in very little time at all, Father God, 15 minutes or less. Father God, we ask you to bring to light what's going on. People trying to steal other people's personal information, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for uncovering what's going on. We thank you for many things you've been uncovering recently, Father God. We thank you for bringing to light what the enemy is trying to do. We ask for your divine protection, Father God, for all your saints, Father God, in Jesus' name, not just those that are standing for your truth in Israel. We do pray for the peace of Jerusalem, but all your saints, including every nation, Father God, associated with Miracle Net Church and Miracle Outreach Ministries, Father God, particularly those in Jacksonville, Father, we ask for your divine protection, Father God, in Jesus' name, and all the benefits of Psalm 91 in Jesus' name. Because he set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Thank you, Father, for raising us up together with Christ Jesus by your grace. Because our blood is just like blood brothers, just like they did in the African continent, Father God. One tribe went to another tribe. They couldn't pass through unless there was a shedding of blood, and they would mix their blood. Well, our blood is mixed in with Jesus, and he's got the holy, holy blood, the sinless blood. Even Judas, before he took his life, said he betrayed the innocent blood in Matthew 27:4. Because of that innocent blood, we plead that innocent blood of Jesus over Sabrina, Bill Pringle, and all the saints, Miracle Net Church, Miracle Outreach Ministries, and all those that pertain to each one of us, not just Sister Marla and her boys, all the saints and all the family members of every believer, not just Trish and her children, not just every one of the children, Father God, every one of the children, big children, little children, we thank you for delivering us all. You said a lamb for a house. You said believe in the Lord Jesus and be saved in your household. We ask you to save and deliver us all. What shall I render unto the Lord for his benefits to me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. We plead that blood over our lips, over our hearts, every door, every window, every access to each one of us around the perimeter of every property or four corners of every building, and every access to each one of us, including electronic accesses and every type of access, including spiritual accesses of any type and every type, and every witchcraft curse sent against any one of us and everyone else returned at least sevenfold in heads of spirits who sent them due to those spirits they intended to do to us in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant in Jesus' name, even as it is written in Psalm 79:12 in Jesus' name. We thank you for continually delivering us all, Lord, in Jesus' name. We shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord, even as it is written also in Psalm 118:17. And it is written in Psalm 79:9. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. And verse 12, and render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosoms, their reproach, wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. We plead that blood. We thank you, Father, for keeping us by the power of your name. Jesus says, I'm no more in the world, but these are in the world. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Thank you for the privilege of being one in the Godhead. Jesus, just like Jesus said to Saul of Tarsus, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? So whatever anybody does to the least of these, they've done it unto me. Even if they do something unto me, that's just like trying to spit in Jesus' face. He's not going to let them get away with it. No one can poke God in the eye and get away with it. Thank you, Father, for keeping us all as the apple of your eye. We thank you, Father, for giving your warring, linking angels round about us. So more with us than with them, even as you said in 2 Kings 6, 16 and 17. We thank you for giving your warring, linking angels charge. We ask you to continue to do so, even according as Jesus says in Matthew 26, 53. Jesus said he could last for 12 legions of angels, and Jesus said the things he's done, we can do, and greater things than these in John 14, 12. So we ask, you said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. We thank you for your glory for a defense. So we continually praise you, Lord, because we're your house, Lord, and we hold fast the rejoicing of the hope, firm unto the end. Because we're your house, Lord, that's what it says in Hebrews. Sometimes we don't feel like it. I don't think Sister Marla has been feeling like it much recently, Father God. But we ask you to send your Holy Ghost to comfort her and comfort her boys and comfort all those saints and all those in harm's way, those that have family members that have passed, those that have been struggling, that have taken their job. They didn't know what they were doing, Father. Even as Jesus prayed, Father, forgive them. They didn't know what they were doing. We bind every spirit of mind control, every spirit of idolatry, and every spirit of bowing down to a false god. And we ask you to deliver us all. So we hold fast the rejoicing of the hope because our times are in your hands. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, just like you said in Psalm 5:11. Because thou defendest them, let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. We love your holy, holy name, Lord, the name above all names. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, what thou accomplish them as with the shield. And from our positions in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we command there be no further flow of power communication from the demons of the second heavens, the bush and the deep, to all those who have interceded for, will intercede for, not just Julian Assange, not just those named for the truth as best they know how, in Jesus' name, and all those coming into the body of Christ, including all the children that have been abused. We could about that, about the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus over all those children that have been abused by the pedophiles, the blood of Jesus over all those that have been mind controlled, the blood of Jesus over the big children, the little children, the blood of Jesus. Thank you for being a wall of fire around about in the glory in the midst. Thank you for pouring forth of your glory, Lord. Thank you for glory for defense. We thank you for being a wall of fire around about and the glory in the midst continually, instantly, immediately for all your saints. Thank you, your very present help in time of need. Thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us, Jesus. And that's the name above all names. At the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. You have all power in heaven and earth, and everyone's going to stand before your judgment seat, the saints to receive, well done, good and faithful servant, in whatever degree. We've tried to do it your way, Lord. We thank you for getting a hold of that centurion, Father God. It was Cornelius in Acts chapter 10. He didn't know you, Lord, but he had a reverence and a fear of you, Lord, and you honor that. And we thank you, Lord, for those that honor you, Lord, that think they're going to get to heaven by works, Father God. We know we don't make it by works, but the works follow when we see your love. We love you because you first loved us. That's when we do the good works. That's when we want to do the alms, because you first loved us, because you gave us your all. We thank you for filling us with yourself. And it says, of your fullness of all we received. And that's what I think that vision from Tommy Hicks was, and whatever that was, 1961. That was the vision. That's the liquid light flowing down from above. We thank you for filling us with yourself by your spirit. We thank you for you had power to lay down your life and power to take it up again. How did you take it up again? Every time we take that little cup and we take the wafer, the juice, or whatever it is, the piece of bread, whatever we take, it's a token of your body and your blood, and we're partakers of the divine nature. And we thank you for that, because you said, and you cannot lie, you said, he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. And guess what? You said there's no sin in you as we repent and renounce of our sins with sincerity, not wanting to go back to whatever it is that we were doing before that didn't please you, whether it's idolatry and saying, well, my doctor, he's better than Jesus. No doctor, no Fauci, no kind of doctor of any kind is better than Jesus. No politician is better than Jesus. No monarch is better than Jesus. Jesus is the ruler. He is the potentate. And we thank you, Lord. You have all power in heaven and earth. And we thank you, Father, for honoring him. And if we honor Jesus, we honor you, Father. We thank you for keeping us all and delivering Sabrina and Bill and all your saints and Sabrina and her family members and Sister Marla and her family members. And we thank you, Father God. It's not over till you say it's over. Help us all to be ready for Jesus' return, because none of us know when you're coming back. Just like it says in Mark 13, around verse 31 and following, Nobody but you, Heavenly Father. No one, no, Jesus doesn't even know when he's coming back for his bride. Help us all to be ready. Help us to get our wedding dresses ready and be ready, putting on Jesus Christ, walking in love, walking in the Spirit, in Jesus' name. Help us all, Father, and we pray for those who despise the use of this message. Save the souls that can be saved and protect you and Assange and all those, Father God, and we thank you for divine protection for all the saints globally, not just associated with this ministry, but all the saints globally, Father God, whether they're in Austria or Australia or in Ghana or any other place. We thank you for delivering them all, and we give you praise and honor and glory because you said, ask and you shall receive, and we're asking and we receive, and we give you praise, Father, in Jesus' name, because you said, if you will have to do such amazing work, it shall be done of my Father which is in heaven. And you're not a man that you should lie, but the Son of Man you should repent. Have you said it? Will you not do it? We praise and honor and glory in Jesus' holy, holy name. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Father.
How you loved me so much that you died on Calvary. Some have called